My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Something happened at Falcons practice yesterday that went viral. We'll get to that today at 12:46, which is right around the time the Lions start practice. Players making their way out on the field in front of us from where we broadcast from here at the Allen Park headquarters of the Detroit Lions. Two practice fields. Amon-Ra just finished on the jugs gun. Hey, look, there's Jack Campbell. I hear he might be pretty good. Jared Goff and the quarterbacks over there throwing around. So looks like the defensive linemen are gathering to our right, offensive linemen beyond them. And if we do get into any fun stuff, we'll be sure to share with the people what we are seeing over the next period of time with the Lions practicing in front of us from our broadcast location here at the Allen Park headquarters of the defending NFC North Division champion.
Oh, look at
Detroit
that.
Lions.
There you go.
Yes.
Come on now.
Here we go. Okay. So Dan Campbell at the podium just said that there are 4 or 5 roster spots open. He's met with the media at 12:15. Kang, you were paying attention back in the studios to what exactly – was that it? He basically said there's 4 or 5 spots to be won still?
Yeah, 5 to 6 spots. And he said, if you want it, come get it.
Okay.
I mean, that's what he said to the team. I don't think he said it to the media members.
Well, what did he say to the media members?
He said there's about 4 or 5, 6. I'm sorry. Let me start over. There's about 5 or 6 roster spots still up for grabs.
So I'd have to think one of those is whether or not they're going to keep a third quarterback. Is it going to be Goff and Hooker? Or is it going to be Goff, Hooker, and Sudfeld? My guess is that's one of the spots. 4 or 5 receivers. Do they keep Isaiah Williams? Do they keep Donovan Peoples-Jones? Do they keep Caden Davis? How many of those, that 3, Dorrice Fountain?
Tom
Kennedy, Mo Alexander. Do they keep 4 or 5 receivers? Because they know they can line up Jahmyr Gibbs at a receiver spot if necessary in an emergency situation. Tight ends, I think one of the 4 or 5 or 5 or 6 spots. I mean, maybe they know they're keeping 3 tight ends. It's Zylstra or Mitchell, right?
Well, are they going to keep 3 or 4? I think that's the question. They're definitely going to keep 3, but will they keep 4?
I kind of doubt they'd keep 4. I would think it would come down to Zylstra or Mitchell. Is Brandon Joseph going to make it? Safety who's made a bit of an impact.
Yeah, I mean, it comes down to his spot or C.J. Moore if you're looking at 10 defensive backs.
Yep. Who else is some of the names that weren't on the radar at all, right? Is Isaac Owuku going to make it?
Owuku, the
defensive lineman, the rookie out of Mississippi. Is
Matthew Betts going to make it?
Is Matthew Betts going to make it? Is Agude going to make it?
Yeah.
You know, there are guys that are sort of on the fringe that you have to wonder, you know, how many of those spots are is Dan Campbell specifically speaking to guys like that?
Do you think the offensive line is set?
Or is so it you'd have the 5 starters, and then you've got, I mean, last year you had Owusika, Skipper, and and Sorsdahl.
Right.
This year, Manu, I don't think they're going to try and practice squad him.
No, I don't think so.
So, yeah, does that mean Skipper or Wasika? Oh, Sika's playing more guard now. Is it Skipper? Is he maybe in trouble here?
I don't know. Sorsdahl might be. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Do you carry an extra offensive lineman?
Not sure. But anything else interesting, Kang? Sorry to throw this at you, but I didn't know. Dan Campbell speaking while we're out here. So is there anything?
Yeah, he says that else? Gibbs and LaPorta and the few injured guys that haven't gotten some reps lately are look like they're going to start possibly getting some work in after the Pittsburgh game this weekend. So it looks like they're trending in the right direction.
Okay, so sit these guys out another week and then start to ramp them up for the regular season. Yeah, I would say that makes some sense. Did he give a DJ Reader update?
Not that I see right now.
Okay.
Tarion Arnold will not practice today, but Rake Straw will be back today. Nothing about Reader as of yet. I think they're just kind of just waiting on him still, so it's going to take some time.
So the Reader thing, look, on the worry scale, more worried, less worried, or about the same regarding the health of DJ Reader? All we really care about is he ready to go for the regular season. We're still 2.5 weeks away from the regular season.
Yeah, I'm becoming less and less optimistic that he's ready for the regular season. That really what's important is that he's ready for the season at some point. And this is where I look at the defensive tackle position. I think they've got a lot of depth there, and they can afford to let him take his time to come back. He's starting to run a little bit now. And it may still be a while before he's ready to come back. But when he does.
What's up? How you doing, Coach?
All right.
Yeah. You want to throw a headset on?
Yeah. I got a couple minutes.
All right, great. Antoine Randall-L's made his way out here and just happened to stop by.
Stop by to say what's up.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How y'all?
Well, great. You're excited for practice, I can tell.
Every time. Anytime I touch that grass, man, it's just exciting to be out there, especially you get a chance to coach.
Yeah.
So I enjoy it. I enjoy it. So I'm going to get on this grass.
I got to tell you, man.
Yeah.
I had a chance to work to the Michigan State broadcast years ago when you were at Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
I have to give you props. I have never seen a player as elusive as Antoine Randall-L when you were playing quarterback. I would watch him like they're going to kill him. He's like going to swallow water, but you never got hit solidly.
Yeah, I worked on that a lot. You go with some big guys, it's like, man, look, I want to take a hit, but I don't want to take a direct hit. And if I'm going to deliver a blow, I'm going to deliver it somewhere where I make sure I ain't throwing my shoulder out as a quarterback and stuff like that. So it was fun, man. I enjoyed my time, and I shouldn't say my time. I enjoyed everything about playing college football. Was great, man.
Well, I know you're busy. We appreciate you stopping. How are the guys looking? Are they ready for this?
We're getting ready. I mean, we got finishing up camp here and get to the season as it comes, but my guys will be ready to go. I'm going to make sure that I'm responsible for my guys. So my guys got to be ready. They're going to be ready. So that's what we're about, man. So I appreciate you having me.
Hey, Coach, no, we didn't expect
this.
That's
right. Just coming back saying what's up.
Sounds good.
There you go. Antoine Randall.
That's a guy who played flag football and be awesome at flag football.
Flag football? Oh, yeah.
Be amazing at flag football.
You guys should have asked him if he could step in for wide receiver 3 because the Lions are still looking for one, apparently.
No kidding. Should also put the camera on him. But
So Dan Campbell did just say today that – according to Kyle Monke, who's there alongside you guys somewhere down there for MLive, he said that Khalif Raymond is the wide receiver 3 for now, but they would like to avoid playing him every down because of his return ability. They're still waiting for someone to step up, but if no one does, they'll play Raymond at 3.
I think that bodes well for Isaiah Williams.
I think it
because
does.
They have a button. Like after the game, Dan Campbell basically said the guy is making plays, but he's a slot receiver, and we have 2 of them. You don't need 3 slot receivers, but if they're going to try and give Khalif a little bit of a break because he's going to be returning kicks as well, then I think that opens up the door for him making this team. You know?
No, I think you're right. I think because that's the guy who has really been noticeable in the 2 games in the preseason. He's made all the catches. It's the return game. You know, he had the drop, which you don't want to see, but, I mean, he also had a couple of punt returns that were really, really impressive for this team and very important in the last game.
Yeah. Well, good stuff there, and cool to see Antoine Randall very enthusiastic about practice. And I should have turned the camera on him. I don't know why I didn't.
Right.
It's all right.
Dan Campbell's heading out to the field now. I think it's Ben Johnson with him there. So.
Okay, something happened at Falcons. It is Ben Johnson. Somebody happened at Falcons practice, went viral. Did you see that the Falcons gave Kirk Cousins aux?
Give him what?
I just learned what that meant for my kids in the last year. They gave him aux.
I don't know what the hell that means.
We'll get to that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.